Podtacular, episode 190, Halo Wars Campaign, levels 4 and 5, for the week of May 24th, 2009.
Is there something in my teeth?
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am your host, Dust Storm.
The what?
Couldn't hear you.
The what?
You're supposed to repeat it, never mind. Okay, well I'm G. Lewis, if you didn't know.
Yay!
And I am Chucky J.
We're like full of fail right now.
I'm not from the ATL, unlike G-Dog G. Lewis.
Yay!
Skeet, skeet!
Get off! Skeet, 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 skeet!
Oh, I gotta go find that song.
anyway, welcome.
If you find
welcome.
That song, I'll put it up for the blooper background.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast.
Yes, welcome.
We're episode 190. We're doing Halo Wars campaign. My first Halo Wars show.
Yes, since your triumphant return of last episode.
Yes.
And the Halo Universe is a little bit bigger with this game.
A little bit. It's just going to keep on getting bigger.
It opens up a lot. Like, you know, sorry we're going to like hit the ground running here, but... You know, like the game was good. It was good gameplay, but the story was awesome. Don't get me wrong. Like if this took place before the other Halo games, it'd be awesome. But a few flaws, like right, how did we know about the flood beforehand? There's a big ship going into a planet. I mean, come on, with another planet.
It wasn't just that either. It's the AI on that ship figures out what the Flood are in like 5 seconds, whereas it took Cortana like half of Halo 1 to figure out what the Flood were.
Yeah, so, I mean, and they're the same name, and, you know, the Covenant, you know, it's just weird. You know, I didn't really understand that part. If they would have left the Flood out altogether, it would have been a lot better. If they just never would have added it. If the whole Flood part was not a part of the game.
So if it was just the UNSC versus the Covenant for 15 levels, you would have liked that better?
It would have seemed to fit the Halo story a lot better.
Yeah, it says that the Flood were not discovered until Halo event. It says that all throughout, all before.
I mean, we're getting kind of spoilerific, but it's not like... I mean, the people who have played it are, you know, the people who are going to play it have played it already, so it's not like we're ruining anything. But the rest of the UNSC never finds out about the Flood because of what happens at the end of the last level. They go into that their ship is disabled, so they can't go anywhere and go tell people.
Yeah, but it could send out subspace communicator.
I think in the Halo universe that when they do that stuff like that, it takes a really long time, and you have to be like in subspace and they. Or their version of subspace. What is it? Slipstream or something? So...
Something like that. It's like they couldn't have... I remember Cortana saying they couldn't have missed the tour the hole we tore in subspace.
Yeah.
No.
She did say that.
Like at
that's
the,
right.
At the end of Halo 3, it's like she sends out a subspace beacon and she said it'll take them a while to get here. She didn't say anything about necessarily... them taking a long time to receive it, but just getting there. So,
the ending of Halo 3 and the ending of Halo 4 is the same thing.
Well, if you read the books, you see that they use subspace communicators all the time, and it's just a matter... I mean, they have probes that are in subspace constantly measuring that stuff and finding terrors and finding those communicators. So it's not like it takes a long time to necessarily get a message. It just takes a long time to get there.
So maybe it's just that the ship is so disabled that it can't get into subspace in the first place to send a message.
Because
they had to blow up the drive in order to blow up the planet. So.
I mean, they could have just sent the probes into subspace, which would require a lot less energy. But
they couldn't have got in there without the drive. You needed the drive makes it.
But that's another thing. If they ejected their main core, how do they still have power?
Oh, they
all died.
They must have they ejected the drive. The main power core.
No, they said they ejected the main power core.
It's kind of both, my understanding. But I mean, the same thing happens on Star Trek when they eject their warp core or whatever. You know, they still have a little bit of power. They just don't have full power.
So I guess those will be remain to be seen. I guess, or maybe we'll never know. Who knows? But it would be nice to know that. It interests me. It's what intrigues me is the campaign. You know, that whole part. Just a campaign part. The gameplay is all right. I mean, I don't know if you guys go to MLG a lot, but I go over there, and every other thread on MLG.com is bring Halo Wars to the circuit.
Really? Yes.
Yeah, because it has named Halo. I mean, the game's good. It's just you can't really turn the tides in about 4 seconds like you can in StarCraft. You know, like it takes skill. In Halo Wars, it's either you can rush the person in the first 10 minutes. Okay, this is my opinion. I'm not saying anything.
Go for it. I mean, they are working on balance changes. Like they just put out some, so hopefully it's going to speak some things.
Or this takes forever. And whoever, you know, at the UNSC, I think that the Marines are probably the best things you can get. They die a lot and they're cheap as hell. Once you get them, once you get the ODSTs, you can just keep shooting them down. Once one dies, shoot another one down. Once one dies, you just keep shooting them down, and you know, I personally think it's overpowering. That single unit, because you can make 40 of them, and they're good. But
right. You can only have 10 stored up at once.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you made you can get like, you know, you can make them all, and then send them, and then as they die, you can shoot another one down, and then shoot another one down, and then shoot another one, and then it regenerates so fast back into the power menu that you just can never. There should be a limit how many you can shoot down, like. Throughout the entire match.
Hmm. Wow.
That kind of seems like it defeats the purpose of an RTS. Is having only a certain amount that you can kill.
Hmm. I would just say.
Maybe you can like run out of like maybe ammunition and then you have to go back and restock. But.
Well, it's just that the unit will die. You know what I'm saying? Like the ODST will die and then they shoot another one down. So it didn't. It takes a matter of a second for that thing to hit the ground. So it's like you didn't even kill one. You just send four, and you just keep shooting them. You know, I think you understand what I'm saying. And then the Hawks are very overpowerful. So I think the only thing that can really beat them is, you know, like a whole bunch of Marines. Because only the fact is because you can keep shooting them down. They're not a very powerful unit. It's just that you can keep restocking them so easily. That's why it's so good. And the Hawks are good, but you can't build them as fast as you can Marine. Marines, you just hit a button and they're done. I mean, they're down there. They're there.
The ODST does take, 1,800 resources to research, so that part takes a while. Like, when I'm going for that, it takes a while for me to save up that much money.
Oh, really? Usually, if that's my strategy of that match, I'll usually get to that pretty quick and then don't worry about anything else. Like, you know, you get your cores up, you got two, three bases going. Whole bunch of supply depots. I usually just make one barracks and the rest. I got two reactors and the rest are supplies. Oh, no, and then I have like one, I forget what the heck it's called. The supply thing that...
Supply pad?
Nah, that's supply pad. The thing that you can upgrade your units from 30 to 40, I forget the name of that. The research thing I'm talking about. You normally have 30
to start. Field station.
Yeah, that thing. Then then I just keep shooting them down, or I just build them out of the barracks, because it doesn't really take that long. But you can make the Marines while they're coming out, and then eventually, once you upgrade it, they all become ODSTs. And then once one dies, shoot one, or you can even get a elephant out there, and make it even double. You know, keep on get them out. But it's just, you know, the game's good. The story is awesome, I think, in my opinion. I wouldn't say it's one of the best stories in gaming history or whatever. I'm saying, because I like Halo so much, I've read the books.
Right.
I've never read a book for a video. Actually, that's a lie. I read Mass Effect's book. I read Mass Effect's book too, but Halo is just, you know, I mean, I'm on a podcast about the game. You know, it's not like
so
I just.
What's your favorite part of the story?
Favorite part of the story?
Yeah.
It's, you know, the part about with all the Spartans, you know? I mean, that's got to be. Just my favorite scene is at the very end when the three Spartans, like, kill all the honor guard. You know what I'm talking about? That part at the toward the very end? That's it just reminded me, like, something you see out of Star Wars, you know? That part right there. that's the only thing I was thinking about was, I damn. Remind me of some Star Wars stuff going on. And but, I mean, just overall, you don't. You don't really learn too much from the game that'll bring you on from the other games, except that humans didn't know about the Flood. There's nothing really, you don't really learn anything about the Covenant, except that they found a whole bunch of Forerunner ships, and then Anders thwarts that. That's really what the whole game's about. It's about,
so if they had succeeded, then humanity would have gotten wiped out right away, you know, 20 years before Halo.
Yeah, supposedly. If they would have been able to use them, because only humans can use their technology, apparently. And that,
well,
like,
yeah, that's the one thing I've always had an issue with on the Halo universe, because they do use Forerunner technology, but I don't understand how they do it.
Well, like, they use the technology that's readily available, they just don't use, like, the control panels. They can't control any of their stuff. They can, let's say if, like, you know, they could see my TV, but they can't turn the darn thing on. That kind of makes sense. Like, they could open it up and look at it, but they can't turn it on. You know?
Right. But somehow they flew the, what's it called, the Dreadnought or something?
I think that they did that because, did somebody turn it on?
I don't know.
I thought they flew with somebody. I thought somebody turned it on.
Wait, what's the Dreadnought?
The ship that Master Chief's on in Halo 2.
Oh, remember? No, I don't think they... I think they just, like, picked that up. Oh.
It's a Forerunner ship, but they're flying it.
It flies.
I see.
Flying it to Earth, yeah. That's, like, the only thing that I have an issue with.
Did they have somebody else that came in with them? It wasn't
maybe.
Miranda.
Or maybe they hit, you know...
Maybe Bungie didn't think it through that far.
they think through things pretty far.
Oh, they do pretty good, but I mean, everyone's not perfect, so there's bound to be a mistake somewhere.
Well, I mean, if it is that way, if only humans can control their stuff, that's. But if they can't, then they can use the ships, you know. But if it is that only humans can use their technology, then
from the books and the ARG thing, it seemed like humans were chosen as the Forerunner's descendants, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you could say that humans were a Forerunner.
It
also say.
So.
Anyway, we're kind of getting off topic here, but I mean, you know, it's a good story because it's told well. But if you think about the end of it, it doesn't leave anything for Hill. For you don't really learn anything that would, if you didn't play it, it wouldn't open your mind up to other stuff that could happen in the universe, in my opinion. There's nothing really you learn all that big, except that the Scorpions could have been more badass, because those... I don't know
why.
Yeah,
that's the only thing, is new units. Like, they can write, you know, the next book can include, you know, a Cyclops or something.
Yeah. So, but there's nothing really else.
It's kind of hard writing a game that's supposed to be pre-Halo and have these new vehicles in it, because technically you would think that these vehicles don't exist.
Because they were never told before.
Or, well, you haven't played them in any of the other games. But then, that's kind of one of the hard things about going back and doing a prelude to a famous title.
Yeah. Because I really don't think they should have made the Scorpion better, because that tank is like, you know, it's about two times better than the regular Scorpion, and I'm just thinking while I'm using this, the first thing I saw was, why didn't we get to play this in the original one? Then I was thinking, you know, well, they didn't think about that originally. So. But if you want
right.
to think by, if I was living in that time sort of deal, wouldn't you keep that tank? That was great. But they also do say in the game it was Forge's own specific. He was the one who designed it. So maybe only he knew about it. And then since
right.
he died, nobody else figured it out.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
He hadn't passed on the designs or something.
Maybe. Was, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that if it's a tank that good, somebody else would have figured out about it. they hook up with the Autumn halfway through the... Doesn't the Autumn give them those the sonic shooting that they shoot to bring down the shield, which I don't understand why they
oh,
do
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Autumn brings those down, so obviously that they talk to the Autumn at least a little bit.
That's right.
Anyway. But, you know, it's an alright game. I would recommend to anybody who, especially if you love Halo, I wouldn't say it's the best RTS on the console. It's the easiest to play. I really don't like it. The first thing I thought playing it was, wow, I have to stick to this stupid little base.
You can't just build anywhere.
Yeah, it's really a flaw. It's really a thing that Command & Conquer... Command & Conquer kind of plays the same exact way. I don't know if you ever played Command & Conquer or Battle for Middle Earth 2. They're all easy to play. They all say... They were saying throughout all the Halo ones that this is the first easy RTS game, but all the other ones are easy as well.
I haven't played enough of it yet, but I do have Red Alert 3. I don't think the controls are nearly as easy. Like, in order to do the special ability of a unit, you have to like hold down one of the bumpers and then hit like Y or B or something. It's like I don't know. It's the controls are a little more convoluted.
Oh, it's like Command Conquer the Tiberian Wars was pretty easy. I haven't played Red Alert yet.
Yeah. That's the one I wanted, but the guy on Guzex sent me the PC version.
Good job, guy on Guzex.
Yeah, so I have a free PC version, which I still haven't played.
Whoops.
You want to send it to me? I'm just kidding. But, you know, that's just my take on the whole spectrum, because I didn't get to say it my first time about Halo Wars campaign. But, you know, the game's good. It's all right. It's not... You haven't seen nothing new besides units, and it's Halo, but...
Well, you have the flamethrowers, which are a little bit different.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Every RTS needs something like that.
Yeah. Burn them, cook them, roast them.
Make
for a nice barbecue.
I was trying to say, you haven't really seen anything in this RTS. You haven't seen any other one so far. Except that it looks a lot better.
Right.
Because all the other ones have been ports.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree. I think the only new things that I'm finding is these new modes that came out. One of them's Capture the Flag, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
One of them is Reinforcements, where depending on how much money you've saved up and how high your technology is, you get a random assortment of units that comes out at specified intervals. So like 30 seconds into the game, you get some Marines and flamethrowers. And then as the game goes on, the chances of getting certain things change. So, you know, if a little further on, you might get some Warthogs. If you've got two reactors, you might get some tanks or some Hornets. And it's interesting. I lost both of the games because I couldn't figure out what was going on.
The best part of it, I believe, is the story mode. But the multiplayer's got some, you know, respect. So most people who are playing the multiplayer part probably haven't played like StarCraft and the other great ones like Band of Company Heroes and other good games on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably their first RTS, and that's why they're just like, oh, it works so well, but they haven't played any other ones, so they don't really know what to expect. Yeah, it's a good. I keep on bashing it, but it is a good game. I do enjoy playing it. I play it at least once a week, if not more. I play it more than Halo 3 now, even though I don't want to say that out loud.
Oh, wow. Because,
well,
where is Gluis and what did you do with him?
my first ever pro gaming addiction, I guess you want to say, or divulge into pro gaming, was in StarCraft. So I'm originally an RTS junkie. So
wow. StarCraft 2, hopefully at the end of this year.
Yeah, I don't
know.
It looks weird. I mean, honestly, we're not talking about that, but it StarCraft 2 looks weird. It looks weird. If I can't say anything else.
Weird.
I mean, like, you get it. Everything looks curved. Doesn't look. I don't know. It's just weird. Like, the old StarCraft looked like real stuff, and this one just looks cartoony.
Hmm.
It's kind of like Red Alert 3 compared to Command & Conquer Tiberian Wars. You know, like, Red Alert 3 kind of looks cartoony and stuff. Does that make any kind of sense, that Red Alert 3 looks kind of cartoony?
Yeah.
And then, like, Tiberian Wars looks more official.
Hmm.
That's kind of what I see between StarCraft 1 and 2.
But I'll go with you there.
I haven't played it yet, so I haven't played it. But anyway, let's talk about some Halo Wars, guys. We got the Arcadia missions going here, right?
Yeah, we do. And not very many submissions, which is kind of the sad part.
I guess we'll have to add lots of commentary.
I would just assume because many people don't really have any suggestions of how to beat the game on campaign. You know, it's kind of hard to have tips. Besides, you know, build a lot of these things. And that's pretty much the same thing for every mission, you know. But I really don't like the fourth mission because I don't see the point.
Yeah. It's incredibly hard.
You don't learn anything from it.
You hear me?
We have a guest.
Wait, who is this?
Halfway through the show. We have a call-in.
A live call-in show. Wow.
Fisherman Q, you are the 500th caller on the Podtacular. You have won your own gold Xbox 360. How do you feel? What can you say right now?
I'm so surprised. I'm so happy.
You've won your own Michael Vick autographed photo.
You know, the weird thing is he actually does sound like he's on the phone.
He does.
Because I am on the phone.
Are you really?
I'm on my I've Skyped on my phone because my computer's whacked up.
Yeah, I used to do that on, if you guys ever heard of Game Talk, when I used to do that, sometimes I'd do it from my phone.
I remember when JVB used to call in via Slinky Link.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you want to get Fisherman Q's general views on Halo Wars before we get into the submissions?
Do this, because we haven't even started.
Because we've been talking about Halo Wars for like 15 minutes now.
I don't know, I mean, I thought it was a good point to let him in, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we were just about ready to do tips.
Some yard work, because we're moving, well, like, we just got a beach house, so, you know.
I'm cleaning up at my beach house.
I think that gold Xbox will look great in the living room. It's not plated. It's 100%.
It's real gold. 24K gold.
you can't pawn it. And if you do, we will come after you.
Retail value.
Meet the creditors, not us. Okay. We're too busy doing the podcast. You
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Priorities.
Yeah. Which is a big moneymaker, I might add.
Yes. All of the millions upon it bought you that Xbox. I mean, come on.
I know, really. The PayPal must be on fire right now.
Okay, so what's your general opinion of Halo Wars and the campaign and everything?
Oh, well. Oh, Halo Wars. It's a great game in general. The multiplayer is great. You need to play a lot, Chucky. I really like something I really enjoy is the quality of the cutscenes.
Yeah, we were talking about those.
Yeah, cause like almost movie quality. Or so, cause you really don't see RTSs with cutscenes like that.
Unless you watch Command and Conquer. What they're
reading. Oh yeah, yeah. I see some of that, but you know, like they're pretty decent. But I just really partial to Halo Wars because you know, like I like following the Halo timeline, and Halo Wars was a great add-on to the Legacy.
I think for a single game, it's the best story, but it leaves nothing after it's done. It's the best single game Halo story for a single game. Single game. It leaves nothing for you after it's over, though. The only way there can be a second is if they find the ship. That's the only way there could be a second one. But if they find a ship, that opens up millions of things. And if they find the ship, then it would probably mess up the entire Halo storyline because all stuff that happened in Halo Wars shouldn't.
Well, Ensemble.
They didn't know about.
Ensemble's no longer a company anymore.
What happened with that? I was wondering. Like, did Microsoft shut them down?
No, I don't think. No. It was probably just a few different issues. You know, the economy, and you know, people just couldn't afford to make games. You know, yeah, I mean,
I don't remember the details.
It was. They didn't say exactly, but it's something to do with the economy and
it's something another guy. You know, that's how it goes. Yeah.
Big man upstairs said enough.
I have none of this. We're getting rid of this place.
It's like Chrysler and GM releasing, 27,000 stores?
Yeah, man.
Closing down that many?
That's some stuff. It's a good thing I didn't sell.
So many gas, just car dealerships, shutting down. The economy's really taking toll on all markets.
In other news, Podtackler is making enough money to buy gold Xboxes, so.
Yeah.
You're not hurt. But if you want to donate money, we have PayPal, and I think that all goes directly to Dust Storm, so I don't know what he does with it. So I like those new wireless Sennheisers you got there, Dusty. I don't know where that money came from, but.
Go to Logan Payne new mic.
Oh, no, I don't think I've gotten any donations since the beginning of the new podcast or the transition over.
Well, it's kind of hard. You're like, hey, Mom, can I borrow your credit card? I got to get some money from some random people on the internet.
There's this dude that does this thing about Halo, and he asks for money, and I thought it'd be a good idea. I didn't think it was dumb until right now. Anyway, I'm going to go back to my room and listen to the podcast. Thanks, Mom. Anyway, but I mean, you know. But, We're talking about Halo Wars here, guys, and that's what I think about. It's the single best story for one game, but yeah, I wouldn't really necessarily say the gameplay per se, but the story is best Halo story.
Yeah,
it's like most of the Halo games are revolved around the multiplayer rather than the campaign.
Maybe. I would say it's a little bit of both. I mean, of course, Bungie wants to tell a great story, but of course, people want to shoot each other and has recon and you know get double kills.
Have any of you guys got the messages from like KBC or Border Patrol about like the free recon thing?
No, if KBC
from that website,
KBC. Get recon with all those number things.
Yeah, I got one earlier. I just deleted it.
So it's from KBC. I just.
Recon's not that important to me. I like my Hayabusa.
Yeah, that's one with his sniper Hayabusa armor.
Oh boy.
That'd be cool.
I like how I've been dubbed the greatest sniper ever, although my sniping sucks.
I think it'd be funny if the Spartans in Halo Wars had recon. I thought that'd be pretty funny.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Like have it like a downloadable content or something.
Yeah, you can have.
That reminds me, they're coming out with some new DLC for Halo Wars.
Right? Have you tried it yet?
What, is it out yet?
Yes.
Oh yeah, because I get all my game details from Inside Gaming.
Shout out!
Plug.
Shout out!
On an unrelated note, G. Lewis gets all of his from joystick.com.
Yeah, xbox.joystick.com. Good stuff.
Shout out.
That's where I get all mine from, by the way. Thank you, Joystick.
I get mine from Podtacular. Whatever's posted on Podtacular. An open discussion.
No wonder your view of the world is so limited.
Who's the president? Oh, JVB. Look at that. He owns car dealerships and massage parlors, and now he's president. Look at that.
Wow.
I think I know where we're getting our money from for our PayPal. I think JVB's company is donating it.
Probably. I mean, he owns like 50 of them. So
JVB Construction.
Yeah. I posted on his Facebook, and the first person to respond was Fumo's wife.
My wife on.
Yeah, she's on my friend on Facebook. I'm pretty sure she doesn't listen, but shout out to Fumo and Fumo wife. This should be on in like 10 episodes, right? Oh, wait, I just dropped the ball.
Oh, I'm looking on the computer, and on the weather.
We're gonna have to edit that part out.
I'm just kidding.
There's a picture of a doggy on the weather page. You're really cute because you're on a door and. I got off topic. But he's a really adorable dog. So, you know.
Okay, another news. Fisherman Q loves dogs. his new gamer tag is now Doggy Man Q. he prefers chows over golden retrievers. Just a tidbit for all you people out there that want to send him some gifts or something.
Purina Dog Chow.
Yeah.
Okay, so plug. How long did it take everybody to beat the fourth level?
First try? Because it runs out of time. What do you mean? It's time. You can't.
Okay. This took me forever, and I had to actually get my friend Ninja Man's help. Because in the tutorial, it did not tell you how you could revive, like, you need to do the healing thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I just kind of let my thing sit there until, like, I just tried to protect him. And then when I play with him, he, like, starts healing. I'm like, how would you do that? And then...
Similar for me and Chucky. I tried playing 8 times, and I lost every single time. And then Chucky was like, okay, we're doing it together. And then we, like, won. It's like, what?
Yeah, it was I went back
and did it on my other gamer tag and did it first try, no problem.
And then I was like, yeah.
Wait.
For all you don't know that Deathstorm's gamer tag is Deathstorm 117.
Although I don't accept any friend requests.
Yes.
You won't even accept mine unless you're a single ready and willing woman from Tulsa. You will accept if you meet the criteria.
No, I just only accept really, really good friends. And
if you are willing to pay for the movie tickets.
Right. You have to go Dutch.
You have to. No. Yes.
If you have an Xbox in your house, you get bonus points.
That reminds me, how's your love search coming for you, G. Lewis?
Not love search. I don't know if you want to call it a love search. But,
I really just want to find out how many pillows you have. I don't know how much. I wonder how many.
That's classified.
How many what?
That's classified.
Pillows.
We talked about that last week. Classified info. Classified. A few females might be able to tell you, but...
You probably
all
don't
you ladies
know.
Out there. We will find out how many pillows.
And we're
have.
Back on Halo Wars. Mission number 4. I have
ooh, sensitive side for G. Lewis.
what do you want me to say? I've slayed my share of hood rats. What do you want me to say? I mean, yeah. I don't know if you get the terminology, but.
I think I know what a hood rat is, but I'm not sure.
I don't, so.
Anyway, episode.
How long till Crypto gets back on? It's been off for a while.
That's a good question. No one really knows.
No, he's in the crypt. He's currently in cryostasis.
Should be at least midway through June, because school should definitely be over by then.
Once we get the slip space transmission, we'll go pick up where he's at. He's in Britain somewhere. And I'm an ATL, yo. You know,
he's getting ready for Wimbledon.
What?
That was a little random. That was a little random.
He's going to be a ball boy.
Shoving the balls off with a spatula.
You see him wearing a ball boy shirt.
You did not just do that.
If you can hear us, Crypto, remember, you gotta wear your Podtac uniform.
Yeah, Crypto,
run onto the court, pick up the ball, and then face the camera and go, yeah! And then run off the court again.
Just go number one. Yeah, but mission four for me, what I did is I sent all my guys to the middle ship, and then
Try and protect the ship that was going to die anyway? Did you know ahead of time?
No, I mean, I did not know, but it was just it said that you had to protect one of three ships, so I just picked the middle one because I figured that'd be easiest one is the middle one. So then
did any of you ever realize that the enemy had a base on that place?
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that until Ninja Man started attacking him with OESTs, and I'm like, why are you sending OESTs that way? He's like, I'm pulling them off. And I'm like, oh.
And it is if you build your base, when they give you the options of one on the left, one on the right, pick the one on the right, because the one on the left is it's where they all land at, and their base is right next to that.
Oh, no. So if I build on the right, it always gets destroyed, no matter what. So I build on the left.
I build
on the left, and I build turrets on the base. And it keeps off most all of them.
Let's call it the grass or the pavement.
Okay, I build mine on the grass.
Me too.
Yeah.
I build mine on the grass.
Yeah. Okay, because if you build on the other side, if you build it on the pavement, that's right where the base is, and that's right where where they keep dropping them down is right there, right on top.
Yes. Oh no, I want to try at least to attempt to destroy that base at some point or another.
Yeah, I would like to. I think you would need two people at least.
What happened to me on Legendary?
I don't think it's possible to destroy the base.
It might be with all the skulls turned on and everything.
Oh yeah, maybe with the skulls.
Yeah, like in order to beat Legendary, you got to turn the skulls on. There's just no way. But what happened to me, I built on the grass and then was trying to defend one of the ships, and I went over to the pavement spot, and they had taken that base, and they were cranking out units from that. So I focused my attention on that for a few minutes, and I think I destroyed it right before the level ended. So you got to
mega uber points.
If you're trying to do Legendary, you got to watch out for that, because they will take the spot that you didn't take.
Oops. Yeah, right now I'm on the flood, like the flood level. You know, it's not the part where you get out that with the elephant. It's the part where you have the Spartans and they just crash on the little warthog thing and go like rescue them or something.
Oh yeah.
I don't understand because Spartans can just like mow through everything. So why can't they save themselves?
No kidding.
They're like, we have a rocket launcher and a couple. You know, spawn lasers. We're just gonna sit here, wait it out.
Good point.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But and number five is pretty cool because you get all the Spartans eventually just come down in number five.
Yeah, for the last part.
I think on number five, you have to take out that big turret. You have to once you know it's there, you have to take that turret out.
Wait, am I guest host for this episode?
What?
Or am I just calling in? I'm confused.
You can stay on.
You can stay.
Oh, yeah, yay. Okay. My mom wants to go to a party, but I don't want to go. I'm just having to call at the right time.
Mom, I'm on a radio.
My mom knows I do Podtacular.
Oh, she knows.
When I tell her, she gets afraid. She's just like freaking out. I'm like, Mom, it's okay, Mom. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
I got this.
Okay, this is kind of off topic, but I'm just looking at my Skype. I hate when you just get random invites to be friends on Skype. They're like, hey, looking to be friends. And you're like, how do you find me?
Always accept it, because it's usually an Asian woman and they don't speak English. And when you call them, they always say, Moshi Moshi. And then like, What are you trying to say? Well, you should. There's an episode of our old podcast, Game Talk, where we have a Asian woman on the show for the entire episode, and the only thing she can say is curse words and like "I'm hotter than you," and she keeps saying that like randomly through while we're recording, and she stays on throughout the entire episode, and it's hilarious.
Like, you just found her randomly on Skype or what?
Yeah, if you open up on Skype, if you put Skype me on there, people will just send you friend requests.
We'll get a burger.
People will just send you friend. People will just send you friend requests randomly. And when I used to do it, it would always be like random Asian women. And
we're okay, like, I grab my burger. I'm back.
And that was long. and like one time I don't know. She called me one time, so I just picked it up, and she just started yelling stuff. So I don't know. I thought it'd be funny if we called her to one of our episodes, and then we called her. And she picked it up.
Wait, do you post your Game Talk? I know there's like one episode on iTunes, but do you post them more on a separate website?
You know, that was on a website that got taken off a while ago. But I think I still have them on my Libsyn account. If I do, I'll look through. I'll post them on the forum sometime.
Thanks.
Because those are. Oh man, that's just
I like, saw one episode. And I'm like, I guess it didn't last.
What podcasts do really? I mean, come on.
We did around 50, and then the website that was sponsoring us decided not to do it no more. But anyway, this is Podtacular. We're talking about Halo.
Oh, you're right. Let's start
doing these submissions. What do you guys think? We got one for each of us.
Wait, email me them or something so I can read them.
Do what?
Oh, you probably.
Yeah, I want in on this.
He doesn't have the show notes. Look at this.
Yeah, man. And I just like check my Twitter and my phone. I'm like, and he's like, and Chucky's like, get on Skype. I'm like, holy, and I can't say the other thing because you know,
bad. This is kid show.
Yeah. But it's expected on iTunes.
Anyway, I think we should start getting into submissions. Can I read the first one while you guys are going and doing that?
Sure, go for it.
All right. We got
you guys edit this out, but what's the password so I get the words?
It starts with a P and ends with an R. It is the name of the show. You could have typed.
Check your Skype.
Okay. I got Skype.
Anyway, we're going on to the submissions here, ladies and gents. Ladies and gents. I know there's so many ladies out there, especially in Tulsa, who listen. And don't forget, Dust Storm goes to school in Tulsa. And
oh, okay. Thanks.
Want to check him out? His Facebook is Dustin Pettigrew. all you ladies out there.
I'm going to get a couple of random
I'm just trying
now.
To help you out, man. Jeez. All right. Remember, Dust Storm.
If anybody can hook you up, it's G. Lewis.
Jeez. He can. Oh man, you should have been there during the Orlando MLG, man. That was.
They didn't wait, was it just a LAN party?
Orlando MLG.
Oh, anyway, Orlando. My friend went there.
That's the one where I met up with Fumo and JVB, and that was a good weekend. But the first submission here I'm going to read is from X. I don't think. Do I have to say this?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
All right, his gamer tag is X Nipple Kittens X.
Wow.
Wait, guys. Isn't the next one for G. Lewis, so maybe we should switch it up?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. You're just going to
no,
read
no,
it.
No. He said, no. That's something else. Don't worry about it.
Something
else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, something this pod tech, I have made my valiant return with a tip, or tips, however. Many of you want to consider this. When you get to the crater on the outskirts mission, send in all most of your vehicle units to take out the megaturret. That's the fifth one. This is the fifth mission. And let them die. Just keep your infantry at the base until you get fully upgraded. Upgrades for the infantry and put guys in all the cover spots around the crater base. Then charge the Covenant by going by the second base location and ramp up right to the Covey base. TFG forever and Potek.
TFG? Who's TFG?
I don't know. Is it a game or something?
I don't know. Team Fortress?
Yeah, that's
awesome. I was thinking Team Fortress too.
Team Fortress is good.
It's probably his clan.
Yeah.
Probably.
Join the Rat Clan, Implicant. We pwn noobs.
We pwn to nubs.
Give a nub.
Anyway, I like what he's saying. It makes sense. I don't really know
I don't know that I agree with him.
I don't know if I agree with him.
Grizzlies on that level or something?
I don't know. This is what I do. I keep my Marines, I bunker them down, and then I just build Warthogs and tanks.
Oh, you
and
do?
I just use my Spartans to go down to the other base, clear it out, take out the turret, and build the second base, and then just build
tons of... Will they drop, like, 7 Spartans for you or something?
I've played the mission 3 times, and I think I've done it differently each time, so I wouldn't say it's specific to how the enemy attacks you, because when they start coming in through that bridge from the top, that really starts to mess you up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So, I mean, I think it's just specific to what they send at you. But, like, I wouldn't say I always do this certain thing, but I think I just have a general rule for every time I play Halo Wars, no matter what's going on, I usually do the same thing, specific to the event that's going on.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
So, I wouldn't say you should do this. What seemed to work is... Just take out that turret at the start, but that turret really messes you up. So just try to get that second base. Warthogs are always the easiest, cheapest way to just, you know, take things
scout.
Out.
And yeah, they're useful for scouting too.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't attack with your main force. Everything you start with, I wouldn't attack with. I would just leave all this. That's just enough to defend your base. You don't need anything. If you start with, you don't need to attack with any of that until you know you can attack with everything. So, all the extra units that you build, I would have them attack, and I would, if you want to go quick and easy, just build Warthogs, but if you have a little bit more, you know, like, the way you think into the game, you know, try to get what's the weakness of, you know, the turret, maybe something that shoots far, like the thing that takes down buildings. I think it's the Cobras.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of Marines work, because Marines are basically the easiest thing to build, because they're not really that bad. They're just not really that good.
And on the harder difficulties, you got to take advantage of the cover that's right around your base and put some Marines and stuff in there. And Spartans, put whoever you've got in there.
Yeah, I put all my Marines in there, and if one of them die, I just make another squad of Marines and put them back down the bunker.
That's so cruel.
Do you start out with Spartans? I can't remember.
Yeah.
They drop
start
them
with
down.
3.
Yeah,
the green teams. I remember what they're called. Red.
When I did it on Legendary, I put the rocket guy and the laser guy on the most forward cover, and I don't think they ever died. I think they could always handle their own. And then the machine gun guy was closer to the base.
The way that I did is I never put the Spartans in cover because they're gonna recharge anyone. I always put the.
I just go over and take over vehicles with them.
I do.
Yeah,
that actually works too. Take those wraiths over; that really helps out.
Yeah, once you just jack the wraiths, you're pretty much set.
Well, you don't really need to jack anything else besides wraiths, really. Because
definitely really send after you that strong, other than hunters sometimes.
Can you see? I never tried to jack a ghost with a Spartan. Can you see a Spartan on the ghost?
Yeah,
you can. Oh, yeah, man, I didn't know.
I just don't understand how Spartans get the mega hops, jack banshees.
Yeah,
it's kind of
like KG, yo, KG, yo.
Yeah, KG, he got the hops. He got the hops, yo.
Got those ups, man.
Take KG and put him in Spartan armor, and that's what you get.
That's what you get.
You guys see the basketball game? LeBron shot.
Dude, LeBron.
Oh, what a heartbreaker.
King James is the king, and Orlando, I'm sorry to say, is probably going to go down. That's all right.
Even though they're up one, or they got one on, you know.
I just think that this is LeBron needs to prove himself, and you know, if he wins this, he's going to. But if he doesn't win this, then I don't think he ever will, because he'll. I just don't think he ever will. He just doesn't win this.
Wait, was it the Cavaliers and the Celtics that I know? Did the Cavaliers win 2 years ago, or did they lose the Celtics?
I don't think the Cavs have ever won, have they?
No, the last year the Celtics won.
Yeah.
And the Cavs, I believe, went to the playoffs, but they didn't get very far.
So, and that's this week in the NBA on Podtacular.
This week in the NBA.
Back to submissions.
The NBA countdown with you losing the storm with special guests, Chucky J. and Fisherman. And calling in today, Fisherman Q.
From my iPhone.
Well, back to submission. We have one from Adswell Fit. He says, "Hey guys, it's Adswell's Fit, Adswell or Ads, as G. Lewis called him on the last episode."
Yeah. So I like that how he sends one every episode. I like that. More you guys need to do that.
I don't play Halo Wars much, but I have a few tips for this level. First, when you're given the chance to set up a base, when you're given the chance to set up a base, just above the base on the west, there is a train station with a black box in front of it. To get to save Adam, yay, I'm saved achievement, he's hiding inside the train station previously stated. Third, don't bother trying to save the cargo ship 3. I found it impossible. Instead, focus all your forces on either 1 or 2. I found 2 much easier. Sorry again, I'll try my hardest to learn punctuations. Well,
so
that's
wait,
all
so,
from me. Keep on fagging.
So the
trucks.
Save Adam achievement is in a train station? I never knew that.
Yeah
there's
a
train station switch.
I always just thought it was some random dude that just ran. I
think he's like a little blue, like a sign over his head or something.
You have to let him out of the building, and then he runs. But he's very weak, so if he gets like touched at all, he dies. So you got to keep everybody away from him.
Okay, the one thing I hate about that level that you can't like control the Spartans.
Yeah.
That's the first time you see him. It's the first time
you
see him.
Like. Gargoyles.
Technically, they're not your Spartans. They're the Spartans from the city. They're not the Spartans that are from the
Spartan Fire. There's only 7 Spartans, so I mean, like, I guess you're right.
You know.
Well, I mean, like, that's a vacation planet, so I like taking a vacation or something.
Right. So what I didn't say earlier is when I played this level the first time, I protected cargo ship 3 perfectly. And then it went down. Yeah. And I was like, "What the heck?" You know,
I went straight for number 2. That's what I did.
I wish I had
middle.
Done that.
You know, it's just it's in the middle. It wasn't easy. I wouldn't say that. I would. It was not easy. But.
Yeah, 2 seems the easiest to defend.
Yeah, but it was. I mean, it was just common sense for me because I mean, I put out the RTSs and it was just everything was going to bottleneck to there. So why don't you just put everything there anyway? Because they only said you only had to protect 1.
Right.
Yeah, I
so,
guess.
And, you know, you scout around a little bit. I just sent everybody there. I never went scouting for things. I never tried to shoot anybody before that. I just put them all there. I didn't try to save civilians. I
scouted out for resources, and I had warthogs placed all over the map to catch enemy coming in, but that was pretty much it.
Yeah, I don't. My opinion, that's pretty much necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to beat the game, just to beat it. But if you want to go above and beyond, yeah, that'd be a cool idea. But for me,
if there was an achievement for like saving 1,000 people, then you'd have to do all that stuff.
Who cares about the civilians?
Yeah, who cares anyway?
What do they do? I mean, they're just sitting on a resort planet doing nothing. Why? They're dying.
Well, they're all just the rich people. It's not like they're in the building.
Yeah, man.
So. Right.
What they do for the world? Seriously.
I don't know, really. Wow.
All they do is go on vacation all the time.
Yeah. Dude, what's wrong with them?
Say that.
You guys want me to take the next one, or is that Chucky's?
Technically, you didn't even finish reading it.
Oh, my bad.
I thought I did. He said, well, that's all for me. Keep on fragging trucks.
1 second, guys.
It's trucking frags.
Keep on trucking frags.
Oh, trucking frags. I'm sorry. I misread.
You
wow.
can't read.
Oh, no.
I thought Crypto left the show. I didn't know he was still here.
Keep on trucking frags. I'm sorry.
There you go. Well, anyway, I guess it's better to do this now than later, but I've got a so we normally start recording at 4. I made an appointment to be somewhere at 6:30, and it's now 6. And kind of need a skedaddle. I told Dusty, but
do you think we can wrap it up quick?
That's what she said.
Don't make submissions.
All right, because if we can do it in 10 minutes, I'm down.
Okay,
we can totally do it. Let's do this thing.
So Rice Snack Roz says, if you are in need of some skulls, this tip will help you on any level. Every level that has a skull will have a secondary objective that requires you to kill a certain number of enemy units or jack a certain number of units, etc.
I had no idea.
Once you have done this, keep an eye on your mini-map and a flare will appear. Go to that part of the map and the skull will be there. Keep on fragging people that try to jump you when they are obviously smaller.
Okay.
Dust storm.
Yeah, Dusty tried to jump me last week. Did not work. No, sir.
Dude, I heard Stormy Please try to jump you for your watch. How'd that go?
Who?
You got
Stormy Please.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
You got it, though. Stormy got it.
No, but he returned it.
So, shout-outs to Fisherman Q, Captain Planet, HannahMex12, Crypto the Anime Man, Lancelot, G. Lewis, and the greatest sniper, which is Duststorm.
Now
drum
forever.
Roll, please!
Greatest sniper, yay!
He spelled your name wrong.
Yeah.
I think he's doing it on purpose now.
Anyway, thanks for letting me know that. I didn't look into how to get the skull because I didn't really ever care how to get the skulls in Halo 3, so I didn't really care how to get them. I don't really care about achievements. So,
really, oh, man.
I really just
I'm an achievement junkie.
I just
that's part of
no,
what
I'm
gives
pretty
it.
Sure, I'm pretty sure the biggest achievement junkie is Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with 70,000 gamer score or 80 or something.
Yeah, he was trying to get to like 100,000 by August or something, but then his
friend, like, there's a guy on like MyGamerCard.net. He had like 300,000 or something, or some crazy number.
It's nuts.
Are there even that many games?
Like seriously, I'm not gonna rent a game to get some.
There's like Black Stallion 30. I'll check right now.
That's funny. But anyway, yeah, I never knew that. But I guess if I find a moment of my time instead of playing some multiplayer, I'll check that out. I had no idea. I did not know that.
Yeah, it has really, some real good replayability, I think.
I can play with you, G. Lewis.
Oh, that's what she said.
Aww. And then when you know, you get
mad. No, bad.
You just got
served. You just got served, son. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Fisherman Q, you want to take Raza?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is from Raza119. Hello, Pawtack. It is the one and only Raza119.
Dum, dum, dum.
Told you the first time ever. I've been listening since show 174, and I have loved the show. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
You're welcome. You know, I'm putting all my effort into it on this thing. Anyway, prediction 4, build an air pad at your base. Build Hornets and upgrade them with Wingmen, then put your base rally point on the evac ship 1 and just keep spamming Hornets. A few will be killed, but just keep building them. Don't forget to use heal and repair things on the ship.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Now for a long keep on fragging. Keep on fragging those who rocket wheeled AR using shotgun tuning, grab hammer swinging, pregame voting singers who say we are hackers. My clan owns them 50-9. Congratulations. Shout outs to my fellow clan members, Mushy736, JPK Peter. It's Ace Neon, the funniest guy ever, Sir Buzz Killington.
Oh,
my gosh. And the one, the only best host Pod Tackler has ever had, Fisherman Q.
That's not what that says.
It says Dust Storm.
You can't read
that. I should have expected that one.
That was great, though. I never thought about using the... I mean, I did do it, but I forgot to mention about the using heal to repair the ship, because that's crucial some points. And I don't forget to use that, people, because you basically have to use that.
That's why Dust Storm kept losing.
Yeah.
You have to.
I didn't know about it.
Oh.
What the heck?
I'm stealing my cookies!
Mom, bring me my chocolate milk!
I want the chips!
Oh, boy.
Oh boy. Anyway. Yeah, so it's good that he added that the whole repair the ship thing, and I think his technically if you wanna beat the game, his idea would work. Just build something and spam it onto there. That would work.
You guys, can we wrap this up? I gotta go soon, and I don't want to leave mid-show.
Oh boy.
Okay, well, next one's Chucky's submission. So if you want to read it, Chucky, feel free.
Sure. Some of it we've already said, but I'll go ahead and read it anyway. So level 4 is the toughest in the game, especially on Legendary. The key on Legendary is to play alone, and whenever you are at a good point strategically, save your game. That way you don't have to play the first 5 to 10 minutes over and over again. For me, I saw one of the Spartans jack a Wraith, which they don't do very often, so I saved right after that. You only get one save, so be careful how you use it. Save getting the skull, black box, and saving Adam for a separate playthrough after you beat the level.
Beat it. Just beat it.
Protect only one ship if you are having trouble. On Legendary, you want to build your base with four supply depots, a reactor, and the armory, and then get your research done on the better turrets and the faster unit building and the larger population cap. Then recycle it and build your air pad and a ton of hornets. And get wingmen, just like Raza said. And remember to use your healing ring, like G. Lewis just said.
Yes.
Units cannot heal while being attacked, so you have to destroy the attackers first. When I beat it, the timer ran out right before a Banshee crashed into the ship and would have destroyed it. So keep on fragging the 20 engineers that are following around that scarab so you can't kill it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was pretty annoying.
Those things are annoying. What else is annoying is those flying flood things, the swarms. I can't figure out how to kill those efficiently.
Shoot at
them. I don't know if there is an efficient way.
You use the like the way I think a good way to do it is to get a, if you can, build an elephant or just try to get them to your base. But your turns take care.
What I do is I kind of just send tanks and try to ignore them and get the other little flood turret things and try to clear out all the bigger, more threatening things.
Yeah,
and I leave them alone.
Yeah, I kind of just don't pay attention to them. But if you got to, I would say some kind of turret, you know, in my opinion. The best way to do it is build some kind of turret.
Yeah. Well, that's all the submissions we have for this week. This week. Kind of disappointing.
We still got like an hour with the show. So.
But yeah. So hopefully next time, more submissions.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Don't you? I think it says we rely on your submissions. Anyway.
Yeah, we're getting to that part.
We got how many we get?
We got
1,500 listeners from last episode. So I know you guys, we're watching you. We know you're listening. Painkill, I see you. I see you downloading this.
KG.
I see you download hype. I see you download this.
It's you guys. I got a part, but can I just do the first wrap up so I don't miss anything?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, see the wrap up thing, the storm. Can't do without that.
Go.
Okay. Send your comments and submissions to podtackler@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtackler.com for an invitation to send in your submissions for next week's show using the big green button.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter.
Here we go. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-88-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
And don't forget to follow my Twitter. Be sure to check out our website at www.podtackler.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways for you to make friends and play some Halo, as well as many other games with cool people. Some of the things you get involved with the community are following us on Twitter, and the Halo 3 Recreational and Pro Clans, the PC Rec Clan, community lead events, and much more, like following us on Twitter.
Somebody is desperate for followers.
We have 1,500 people listening to the show. We have about like 90 followers. Isn't that? No. Come on, guys.
I have like 280, so.
See, you got more than we got. So, we don't promote Twitter. Yeah.
We got to promote. So thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on our community, contributing to our PayPal, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Or if you followed us on Twitter.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, and those iTunes reviews matter a lot. So we've been featured on iTunes for a long time, but we've slowly moved down the featured list.
No! So,
yeah, yeah. So give us some reviews, give us some shouts out, to iTunes.
Spread the news.
I'm going to spam it tomorrow.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com.
That might be mine, too.
And Destructoid.
And follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, and about Achievement Junkie, they haven't done anything since September, and I tried to message Nelson, and he didn't message me back, so I don't know what the deal is there, but
okay.
I imagine they're probably done because they've started a new company that is like for promoting games, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, next week's
I wish
show.
They were back.
Yeah, I miss Nelson and what's her name? Sorry.
Don't know. Anyway, next week's show is going to be multiplayer tips, and we're doing a double feature. This time we're doing Orbital and Rat's Nest since they are pretty similar in layout. Ooh. So we're knocking two out with one, hopefully to get more submissions. So go ahead.
And if you want to send some Halo Wars in, just like little ones, you might be able to fill those in. Or if you want to follow us on Twitter.
Halo Wars multiplayer will come eventually.
Twitter.
For the ultimate in Halo Wars news, follow G. Lewis on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's at G Lewis or twitter.com/G Lewis.
Thank you. I don't even need to say it no more. I'm gonna. Hey, you need a job? I need a
intern.
Well,
Speaking of which, we're still working out the details on
knocking the kinks out.
Yeah, on the G Lewis intern.
Yes.
Expect it soon.
Oh, progress is being made.
We are in talks of maybe getting some cool stuff going on for this intern, getting some cool, maybe getting a big interview with somebody, and make this worthwhile for him because, ooh, we want to teach, there's enough podcasts out there, but there's not enough good podcasts out there. And we thought maybe if we, if you think ours is good, which I guess it's okay, it's all right.
Hey, no, now.
I'm
just joking. Yeah. Hey, now. Just,
hey,
190
now.
Episodes, it's okay.
It's all right. And if you guys think that we're doing all right, we want to teach some people, have some fun while we're doing it, and I need some sandwiches. So interns, you got to be that's number one priority. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
I will provide the utilities, the utensils, but you need to provide the makings of the sandwiches. Anyways,
he has a $1 million kitchen.
I'm going to do one of the requirements. One of the requirements of you to become an intern is you have to be able to follow us on Twitter. If you're not following us on Twitter, you can't be an intern. That's going to be one of the requirements.
Okay.
If you're not following us on Twitter,
but what if I don't have a Twitter, G. Lewis?
Then we will make you one.
What's a Twitter?
It's a thing you go tweet tweet. And you do tweet something. It's something you tweet on.
That totally explains it.
Not skeet, but tweet, all right?
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Ooh.
Tweet. New parody song. New parody song.
Ah, tweet, 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 tweet. Oh.
Wait. We need to copyright this.
Yeah, we need
intern,
to make it
get
before somebody
copyright.
Else does.
Okay, good. Intern's on it. Intern Johnny.
Well, wrapping up the show. Until next week, I am Deathstorm.
I'm G. Lewis. Follow me on Twitter.
I'm Chucky J. I've got enough followers. It's okay.
And Fisherman Q had to leave early. So.
You can follow him too. He's Fishy Q.
You can follow me. Yeah. I'm Duststorm.
I was on his follow Friday. I'm so blessed. But
yeah, G. Lewis. He's Duststorm, not Duststrong.
There's only one thing left to say.
Hot skeet, 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 skeet.
I know, skeet, 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 skeet.
Wow.
You have to have a guy from Atlanta do it, man. Come on.
Do it.
See? Like that. It's today. It doesn't say when it starts.
It's just a foot race?
Yeah, they're racing off. It's going to be like Ricky Bobby.
I didn't know you were so into the marathon type stuff.
I like the swimming part the best. That's just weird.
I wasn't expecting that.
There's this Indy car driver, and her name is Danica Patrick, and she's really hot. And like, yeah. And all of her commercials, they always like, she's always taking off her clothes and stuff. And I'm like, I can't take her serious because I understand that she's trying to be a race car driver. But
what commercial does she?
Like in all the GoDaddy commercials.
No, that's the other chick is taking off her clothes.
Oh, but they're in both of them. Like the one where she's trying to take a shower and whatnot. I've seen the commercial like 7 times today. And I'm like, I want to see the shower.
I guess you've seen more of these commercials than I have. The only one I've seen is like they're in a courtroom or something.
And, oh yeah, and she rips her shirt off at the end.
Right.
Those are in a Super Bowl. Chucky, I'm gonna add you as a friend. Can I even do that?
Yeah.
Oh, add your contacts. Okay. Is there anybody I can see other people's contacts so I can, like, update everybody? Because I lost all of them. So I can see, like, your contacts or something? Your profile, new friends or something?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
That's only Xbox Live functionality. That's wishful well, thinking.
And Facebook functionality.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook. I'm
the Facebook song.
On Facebook.
Facebook song.
That's by Rhett and Link too.
Yes.
I made
yes.
my wife on Facebook. I made it her searching during her spring break albums. I was creeping.
Did you just think she looked cute in her picture on Facebook?
I was creeping on Facebook. I was creeping and I was
getting creepy.
This is the new Facebook song all about creeping.
What? Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Can I get her? We're just rambling.
Dude, let's record.
Isn't that what the bloopers are? Is just
yeah, rambling. It's just rambling.
That was the best part of the show.
What? Yeah.
We start one out. It's just like me doing that the whole time.
What? Yeah.
After like every submission I can see in this podcast, he's just gonna be like, what?
Well, the last show I said, and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. Today's theme is what?
Can I get an okay?
I'm
from ATL. I can't do that.
No, you can't. You're from Orlando or Gainesville.
What?
G-ville represent.
G-ville. ESPN's Titletown, USA with the Valdosta, Georgia.
Oh. After our softball team wins the national championship in a couple weeks, then it'll be us.
Who lives in Georgia?
Yay!
This week on the GamerCast Network. Listen to Podtacular for the biggest stories in the unofficial Halo universe. Tune in to Uncle Gamer Radio for their special brand of humor. On this week's episode of the podcast, we'll join Jim and the crew for a completely on-topic, interesting, timely, and intelligent video game discussion. That's the Podcastle on Destructoid. Check out Gamertag Radio for the perfect union of music and video games. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamercastNetwork.com.